Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself.
I'm back of all my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, even though it feels like a Monday because it was off yesterday. But today is Thursday. Thursday, July the 5th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you. I want to thank everybody so much as well, the people that took part in the sale I had yesterday, to go with me on a new adventure. That's an old adventure. It's a deeper level of the life management system. Everything stays the same. The only thing that's different with the new system is that we're going to work more intensely or intimately on establishing your own individual highest possible point of common reference, which is what we're talking about today. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the highest possible versus the lowest possible point of common reference and what those terms mean from a psychological perspective and what it also means from a spiritual perspective. So each and every one of us, we have been given certain gifts and certain talents. And it's extremely important that we understand those gifts and those talents and how we are able to express those talents. One of the things that I've been doing is I've made the mistake of not really understanding the power of duality of the lowest possible versus the highest possible. There are two outcomes for your life. there is the highest possible good, and then there is the lowest possible disaster. Each one of us, based upon the choices that we make, are going in the direction of our lowest possible disaster or our highest possible good. And it's extremely important to understand the biblical significance of the statements that I just made. So we have to start with understanding what I would like to say that most traditionalists, especially when I was a traditionalist, I did not understand the true message of Jesus Christ or the true message of Yahushua or what Yahushua came on this planned net to do. So Yahushua is Jesus Christ is our elder brother. He's our example. So what Jesus did is what you and I should do, because that's what he said. He said, the things that I have done, you shall do. Accidents, as we know them, don't really happen on a global scale. So what do you want to do with your life is a question that everybody has on this earth. And so if you really think, every night when we go to bed, we are thinking about what we want to do with our lives. This is a great adventure that we are on called life. Many of us, we are so busy living our life that we can't live our lives. Let me say that again. Most of us are so busy living that we can't live. Let me say that one more time. Most of us are so busy living our current life that we cannot live our true biblical designed or destiny or diakonia. And so in order that you might create an experience of who you really are, you have to understand self-realization. Now, self-realization is the over understanding of what I've been saying, which is called self-analyzation. So this ability to have a true impact on the world the way that Jesus did, Yahushua had compassion. He had something that most of us don't have, and that is a level of compassion that allowed him to have an impact on the world, not only with his highest possible point of common reference, but also his lowest possible point of common reference. So let's define the terms. So when I talk about, when I say lowest point of common reference, what I am talking about is what is the lowest point that I can go that me and you can connect. We got that in common. So let's say, when I say that I was homeless and sleeping out of my car, there is some people that were homeless and they were sleeping out of their car, bam, we connect. They can connect with me because of that lowest possible point of common reference. Some people can connect with me when I talk about the fact that January the 1st of 2009, I was in my apartment and life was not looking very good for me. And I was in a very depressed state. Just got recently divorced, lost a job, made some bad choices and decisions, was possibly facing some prison time. So when I say that, there are some people that can, again, connect because that's a common reference. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, the reason that you're listening to me is because over the past I've said something that was a point of common reference. Me and you connected. We are now a vibrational brothers. We are on a we are vibrationally, we are spiritual brothers. We are one in the spirit. We are one in the Lord. So a lot of people, they can't accept that common reference. There are some people, let's say if I went to Hollywood and I was doing a speech and I was on Rodeo Drive and I talked about being homeless and I talked about, you know, contemplating suicide and I talked about some of the dark places that I've been in my life. I talked about growing up, you know, as a child and, you know, getting beat and, you know, fasting and walking around in circles and some of the, you know, Luciferian, satanic, you know, attributes or characteristics that was in my life. Those are low points in my life. So there are some people that would not be able to relate to those low points in my life. And so there are some people that can't accept those low points. So let me make sure you understand, because Jesus did. Now, Jesus allowed himself to be crucified. That way, again, he said that he suffered all things. Jesus became all things so that way he could reach all people. He endured all things, just like you and I. He suffered, so to speak, to the point he allowed himself to experience certain things so that way he could have a common point of reference. So nobody can go before the big G and say, you can't relate to me because, you know, you're the big G. But he humbled himself and he made himself of no reputation. According to Philippians 2:5, it says, you know, he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. That means he set aside his godhood. He set aside his highest point of common reference. And he attached or allowed himself to connect with you so that way he could connect with you at your lowest point. So regardless of what misery, regardless of what you're going through, Yahushua did something by setting the example, by he took off his, again, spirituality and put on humanity. And then he took off his humanity and put back on his spirituality so that way you could do the same thing. That way you could connect. I can connect with a homeless person and I can connect with the president. Because, again, these points of common reference. We may not connect on all points, but we have some points that we can connect upon. See, think about the greatest teaching that Yahushua or that Jesus Christ shared with us. He said things like, you know, these seven I am statements. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You know, he says that I am the bread of life. He make a lot of statements. But he also endured a lot of suffering. And so in order for us to enter into the brotherhood, if you will, of Christ, we must suffer, if you want to use that term, and we also must rise. Now, the problem is not the suffering. Everybody, in fact, I think, if you're like me, we are okay, we can endure, we can connect on a low point. But when I tell you that you're made in the image and likeness of God, when I tell you what it says in Psalms 82, verse 6, that do you not know that ye are gods, but you will die and suffer like men, because you refuse to connect with Jesus Christ at his highest point of common reference, which is when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, if I tell you that when I see you, I see the Father, you're going to reject it. Because you can accept the lowest point, but you can't accept the highest. At least that's where I was at. And so in order for me to do what I'm doing, in order for me to vibrate at the level that I'm vibrating at, I have to accept my highest possible good. Now, that sounds easy, right? Everybody says, man, that's easy, Brother Will. Really? Act as if. Have faith. Make a decision to voluntarily accept your highest possible good. Every day, make decisions that millionaires make. It's going to be very difficult because a millionaire is not going to waste time. Because the most important commodity that you have is time. After that, probably health. After that, probably wisdom. After that, probably, again, relationships. After that, probably wealth. Now, your order may be a little bit different from mine, but your highest possible good is what I want to really hone in on today, because what I'm finding out is that most people inside of the life management system. Now, I did the sale yesterday, and it's, you know, it's done and it's over. The message, I never really said, I said that the sale was a one-day sale. And I purposely said that the cost of the sale, I was giving away my $20,000 system for $2,000 yesterday. And people that emailed me yesterday, again, took advantage of a great opportunity so that way we can work one-on-one so I can share with you what, again, my upline, if you want to use that term, and what God is my upline. When I talk about my upline, my millionaire friends, I'm usually referring to God. However, there are people, other people in my life as well, especially people that I've connected with on technology or prior or former clients. Like, I'll be interviewed tonight on Facebook Live. I think we're doing the interview tonight at like 7 or 8, and I'm going to be interviewed by Abby Aguilera, and she's putting on One Soul Expo. I remember doing Abby's Dear Kinnear report long time ago, telling her what she's doing right now, she was going to be doing. That was her highest point of common reference. She was able to assimilate it, and now she's living it. But there are some members who I've been talking to for the same amount of time that I've been talking to Abby that has not been able to assimilate because they have been difficult. They have not voluntarily accepted their highest point of common reference. It's easy to voluntarily accept your lowest point, at least for some people. Now, that's not really easy to accept either, because when you think about it, what you're saying, can you voluntarily accept the cross? If God said, I need you to sacrifice yourself for the sake of, you know, humanity, are you willing to lay down your life? Now, remember, Jesus voluntarily, he didn't have to do this. Would you voluntarily, if I gave you $1 million, would you voluntarily live as a homeless person? I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would voluntarily live as a pauper. That's what I'm talking about. Can you voluntarily do what Jesus did? He voluntarily laid down his life. Nobody took his life. He said, I can pick up my life anytime. In fact, he said, I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to pick it up in 3 days. And that's what he did. Now, Jesus is your example. That's why he did what he did, to show you I can live at my lowest possible weight. He did it for 33 years, and then he put back on his mantle. He picked it up again. He laid down his life, and then he picked back up his life. Can you do that? See, you are, contrary to your popular belief and my belief, you are the creator of your own reality. From the perspective of understanding that God put you inside of a box, and inside of that box, that's called a destiny. Inside of the destiny, you have the ability, again, to create your life, and you can show up in your own life. But something interesting about life. See, life, you got to be all in. Life is like marriage. In order for your marriage to work, you got to be all in. Your marriage is not going to work if you got options. As I found out, the only way a marriage works is if you make the decision to be all in. See, there are some games in life that you don't get to play unless you make the decision to be all in, period. If you got an option, you're going to take it. So this game that we call life, you got to be all in. You see, Jesus was all in. So let me ask you, are you all in? See, the reason I know that you're not all in probably is because the sale I did yesterday, everybody should have been all in, but there was a concern about the money. I didn't say you got to pay, you know, the money. It was a one-time payment, but I didn't say when that one-time payment had to be made. Now, what does that mean? That just simply means I just wanted to see the creativity of people's ability to think in and outside of the box. Because that's what all my millionaire buddies, that's what they gave me when they gave me a blank check. They say, here you go. I always wrote the check based upon my point of reference. Now that my point of reference has changed, the amount I write on that check has changed. Everybody got to start somewhere. You start at your lowest possible point of common reference. That means we have this in common. You have this in common with humanity. And then you have a highest possible point of common reference. That means that at your highest, I have things in common. So my highest point of common reference, like right now, my point is $1 million. I know people that would blow $1 million in a week. So obviously that's not their highest point of common reference. Maybe their highest point of common reference is $1 billion. But right now my goal and the role, the business of the life management system, the pace that I am on, the life that I am living, the intention that I am setting, every morning I act as if I am a millionaire. Every morning. Every morning I make a decision to be a millionaire. Every morning I voluntarily accept the role so that way I can accomplish the goal every morning. Every morning I act as if. See, the way that you do this, the way that the system works is you have to make the decision before the $1 million come up to be the millionaire. You got to make the decision before you get a clean bill of health. You got to make the decision to act as if you have a clean bill of health. See, before you have a good marriage, you have to make the decision. When your marriage is at its lowest point, you got to make the decision that you're going to be in a marriage that has its highest point before you get there. See, the universe works on something called energy. Now, energy is something called emotion. Now, emotion is the power that attracts matter. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say this again. Emotion is the power that attracts matter. That's why the enemy wants your emotion to be all over the place. That way your matter, your life doesn't matter because you don't got no matter. So how do you materialize something that's from the invisible realm into the visible realm? This is what I teach inside of the life management system. This is what I taught. The last show, last few shows that we've been dealing on manifesting, how to manifest, there's really only two things. There's a lot of steps, but, you know, I laid out three steps, and I talked about your TPM. Remember we talked about thoughts per minute? Remember we talked about, you know, a elevated emotion? And remember we talked about a focused or a oneness of mind, a singleness of mind, or a third eye activation? You know, New Age got a lot of different ways of saying it. Ultimately, all you got to do is, as I've been saying, and I will keep saying it, because this is going to take you to your highest possible good. Matter forms out of pure energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say it again. Right now, you are creating matter out of thought forms. The best way to look at the big G is thought. God the Father is thought. Now, he's way more than that. That's just one of his attributes. I'm not saying that he's thought because we know that thought is thought on this dimension, meaning that the little G hijacked the big G system. So we can't accept our highest possible good because we can't believe it. We can't say it was very difficult for me to believe that I could make money. The amount of money that I'm making now, it was very hard for me to believe 5 years ago that I would be sitting in the chair that I'm sitting in right now, you know, in my underwear doing a show. It was hard for me to believe that the amount of money that I made yesterday that I could have made in one day 5 years ago. It was hard for me to believe. It was hard for me to believe I could develop a system that was a single standing column of waveform energy. So now that I developed it, now that I got confidence in it, so the people that responded yesterday, I'm going to develop systems that are cisterns according to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 13, because the cisterns that we have don't hold water because we have rejected Jesus. We've rejected the Messiah. Now, I'm not talking about Constantine's version. I'm not talking about the watered down. Everything is about water. I'm talking about the true. I'm talking about the living word, the fountain of water. And I talked about that on yesterday, how out of all the things that I prayed for on January the 1st of 2009, that I met my wife and her father has a church entitled the exact same thing that I wrote 20 years ago. And the church is called Fountain of Living Water. And so there has been a battle going on for me, and now I understand the battle. Because the enemy doesn't want me to connect with my highest possible good. Because I have no problem graveling. I have no problem being my lowest possible good. or my lowest possible disaster, I've been creating disasters all my life. It's called destination addiction. I have no problem. It's easy for me to connect with the creating disaster. But it's hard for me to connect with being like God. That's difficult. Why? I haven't seen it. I haven't been around it. I haven't been immersed in that vibe, in that vibration. So it's easy for me to voluntarily accept the crucifixion, but it's hard for me to voluntarily accept my resurrection. See, Jesus did both. You have to be able to do both. You got to be able to go to the cross. You got to be able to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Yahushua. Matter forms out of pure energy. Emotion is energy in motion. If you have enough emotion, you will form enough matter. But the problem is the devil knows that too. So he's going to make sure that your emotions are like mine, that your emotions are all over the place, that you are very emotional about, one day you're emotional about the Dallas Cowboys. Next day you're emotional about the Atlanta Falcons. Then the next day you are very emotional about Oakland Raiders. Then the next day you're very emotional about, the Los Angeles Rams. Your emotions are all over the place. There is no focus. There is no discipline. There is no order. So the enemy knows that you know how to create. So he got to make sure that you create haphazardly, that you have, again, you are a irresponsible creator. You are a father, but you got children all over the place. You got, 20 baby mamas. You don't just have one, because the enemy knows if you could ever stop and focus, put in some discipline, and have a little order in the area of the highest possible good, which is the highest possible God, which is the highest possible destiny, he knows you're going to form matter. You're going to create an organization that will last for eternity. It will be for your children's children's children. He knows that. He knows you can never understand what I've come to understand, that the universe responds to a made-up mind. He can never allow you to make that one decision to be committed. If you ever commit, he knows that it's over. Because there are some games, and this game called life, this is one of those games that you don't get the chance to play unless you make the decision to be all in. The only way you can play the game of life is if you understand the rules of life. You must make the decision to be all in. That means that you ain't got no other options. That means you burn all your avenues of retreat. That means that story that is supposed to be, I don't know if it was Napoleon or something, but, they sail in some ships to an island. They get to this island, and they see the natives on the island. And they are outnumbered 10 to 1. And the natives are cannibals. They are man-eaters. And there's 100 of them, and there's like 1,000 of these man-eating natives. And the captain of the ship burns the ship as soon as they reach the shore. And the men of the ship went cuckoo because they did not understand that was their only avenue of retreat. The captain of the ship, however, was a learned man. The captain of the ship was a wise man. The captain of the ship knew that in order to get the people or to get his 100 men to walk through 1,000 men like butter is if they had no avenue of retreat. It is a death or victory. Right after hearing that story, I wrote my book, Death or Destiny. When I decided that I was going to oscillate and vibrate at my highest possible good, or I'm choosing to exit stage left. I do not want to be on the planet. So for me, I don't have no bridge. I don't have options. C and D. I got one. I'm a one trick. I like Dominic Wilkins back in the day. He had no left hand. Everybody knew. If you know anything about basketball, everybody knew that Dominic Wilkins could not dribble the ball with his left hand. He couldn't shoot. He couldn't do nothing. He wasn't like Steph Curry. But yet, nobody could stop Dominic Wilkins. Notice the name, Dominate. Wilkins. That was his real name. It was Dominique, but his real name, go look at some of the highlight clips from Dominique Wilkins back in the day. People talk about Michael Jordan. They talk about the Iceman, Dr. J. They talk about, you know, all of these great basketball players. Man, they great. But one of the things, they call him the human highlight reel, the human highlight film. The dude was called a human highlight film. Dominique Wilkins dominated with one hand. You know, that one hand, that's all he needed. So do you. You got one deal, Keneal. You don't need five, six. You don't need a bunch of options. Options are the things that water down destiny. Options are the things that destroy greatness. Let me make sure you understand, because, see, Yahushua understood that the first step in creation was thought. So the big G, the God the Father, if you want to use that term, is the father of thought. So your thought is the parent that gives birth to all things in this dimension. This is the laws that is based upon life. Where there is no thought, there is no life. So it's extremely important that we understand. Now, that sounds basic, but how do you control your thoughts? You don't. You replace them with predetermined destiny. Now, Jesus said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So we could stop there, because many of us have too many minds. Well, let me speak for myself. I got too many options. We live in a world of options. Do you know in the Bible where the word, I think it's the word liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The word liberty, it means choice. It basically means free will. So free will or choice is actually the problem. See, Adam and Eve, when they bit that apple, they opened up the door for option B. Before, there was no options. So your problem, my problem, is that we got a lot of options. Now, just like my story that I say about Baskin Robbins. Now, I don't even know. I think Baskin Robbins went out of business. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, I used to love Baskin Robbins ice cream, because that's the place that was known for 31 flavors. If you've never been to Baskin Robbins, man, you missed it. You go to Baskin Robbins, and I would always have a conundrum. Because when I went there, I was like, okay, I have 31 choices. That's the problem with relationships. If your wife, men, was the only woman on earth, how would you treat her? If your woman was the only woman on earth, and that every man wanted your wife, how would you treat her? I think it'd be a little different. I'm just saying. Now, vice versa, woman, if your man was the only man on earth, this knucklehead had options. Now, that's the problem, actually, in relationships. The problem in relationships, the problem in wealth, the problem in the area of health, the reason that we can't be healthy is we got options. When I go outside my car, when I go outside my home and I get inside my car and I drive in one block, I see at least about five or six fast food restaurants. None of them suckers are selling anything that's healthy. So I got all this temptation. I have all of these options. I have all this opportunity. See, all of these options, free will, choice, yeah, you think it's your friend? Not so much there, boo-boo. Free will is really the concern of the problem. Because if you were programmed for your highest possible good, so what happens is now we got choice. Now we have the option. We can choose right now. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. If you don't want to serve God, no problem. You can serve the devil. If you don't want to serve the devil, you know, you can serve Astaroth. That's a plethora. Go to Judges chapter 10, verse 6, and Judges chapter 6, verse 10. It lists all the other gods. You have an option. We all got options. But the problem with those options, they're not our highest possible good. It's not our highest point of reference. So Jesus came into this earth. When he was at his highest possible good, he left his highest possible good. And he said, let me show these knuckleheads that, you know, that I can vibrate at my lowest point so that way they can have a common reference, so that way they can see how to resurrect themselves the way I did. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man goes to the Father unless they go by me. What Jesus is saying is, unless you do and maintain the mental disposition that I maintain, you can't get to your highest possible good. So all I teach is what's inside of the Bible. I just use biology to help you understand the biological principles that lead to the highest expression of your vibratory rate, which allows you to be a single standing column of waveform energy. That's your highest good. So what is your highest? Why are you on earth? Well, that's inside of your Dear Kinnear report. That's why I am assisting, especially the individuals that just signed up for the new advanced program. I get to work with them pretty much on a daily basis to help them be like Christ, not like me, because all of us are together to be like the Father. The Father is the Father of thoughts, and thoughts are the parents that gives birth to all matter. So all things operate on this one law, which is, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So all we got to do is focus on our thoughts. But how do we focus on our thoughts? We make a concrete decision every day to be our highest possible good. See, things are drawn to fears. Emotion is the most powerful thing on the earth. We attract what we fear. And the problem is that it's very difficult for us to die. Highest possible good is to understand that in life there's going to be some suffering. That's indisputable. I don't care where you go, there are people who have suffered or they are suffering. So you got to make that okay. If that is not okay, it's not going to be good for you, boo-boo, because you're going to be afraid of suffering. And because you are afraid of suffering, you're going to draw suffering. When you voluntarily accept your worst-case scenario and your best-case scenario, bam, you're good. Now, when I say voluntarily accept, what does that mean? That means that there is no emotional response, because emotion is the power that attracts. Let me say that again. Emotion is the power that attracts. Let me say that one more time. Emotions are energy in motion. If you are afraid of being homeless, you're going to attract homelessness. If you are afraid that Jim Bob, you know, is going to leave you, you're going to attract things that will make Jim Bob leave you. If you are afraid Jim Bob is going to beat you, you're going to attract things that empower Jim Bob to beat you. You attract what you fear. That's why you can't have no fear. That's what the Bible says. That's why I don't do fear. I will never teach a message based on fear. Never. I will never be concerned about what might happen, because I've already accepted it, because I've already been it. I've already been in the dark. Like I talked about on the previous show about Bane, the difference between Bane and Batman. Batman adopted the dark. Bane was born in it. I was born in the dark. So when I go up against darkness, it's a joke to me. I'm not afraid of no devils, no demons. Shit, I was born with devils and demons. I was born in the darkness. Everybody else, y'all just adopted it. Y'all just learned darkness. I didn't go to no school. I was born in it. I came out the womb in it. So that's a big difference with me understanding darkness. So I don't have no fear. That's the point, and that's the reason why this is my destiny. And this is why God has anointed me for such a time as this. This is my highest possible good. What's yours? Because you were born into something, too, that allows you to operate and vibrate at your highest possible good. My job is to assist you with voluntarily accepting it, because right now you're not. Right now you are rejecting it. How do I know? Because you're not being it. How do I know? You're not thinking it. How do I know? You're not manifesting it. Because it is universal law that in order to sort yourself out, to make yourself manifest, it requires you to become one with you. It's not about anybody else. It is you must voluntarily accept this. The Father is not going to force his gifting upon you. He's going to allow you to come into the knowledge of it. He's going to allow you to overcome the suffering that's a consequence of the choices and the decision that you made based upon what you think. So you're going to keep suffering, meaning you're going to live without your highest possible good in the areas of wealth. You're going to live without the highest possible health. You're going to live without your highest possible wisdom. You're going to live without your highest possible relationship. That's called suffering until you understand that is your thoughts are creating this lowest possible. So what you and I have to do is we have to make ways that make it better for other people. What does that mean? That means not only do we got to make it okay for us, we got to make it okay for other people. Ooh, what does that mean, brother? What does that mean, sister? I got to make it okay, which is what basically I've learned and I'm still learning. The fact that I want to save somebody means it is not okay for somebody. Remember the show that I did when my wife dropped that nugget in my lap that changed my whole worldview? You didn't even ask the person that you're trying to save if they wanted to be saved. So I'm getting ready to destroy my life to go save somebody that don't need nor don't want. So my vision was flawed, so I'm projecting a flawed pattern of thinking and energy. So that emotion was flawed, so I'm attracting flaw. So I have to go back and examine the thought that is creating the emotion that it was going to manifest the matter. By examining the emotion, I realized that the thought, which was someone needs saving, was flawed. Because nobody needs saving. Everybody is where they are at because that's where they want to be, knowingly or unknowingly. We all are. The only reason that you are at the place that you are at is because that's how you have chosen, that's what you've chosen to be. Because matter forms out of pure energy. All emotion is pure energy. Emotion is a group of energy that has lumped together and is moving in a direction, that's what we call matter. Matter is grouped together emotion. If you get enough emotion, you're going to create matter. We attract what we fear. We also attract what we face. So my job is to assist you with establishing a cistern that holds water, according to Jeremiah chapter 2, a fountain of living water. That's the whole purpose of what I'm doing. That's the whole purpose of the life management system. So let me make sure you understand, my brothers, because, again, it's extremely important because everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, every teacher, based upon all the ancient texts since the beginning of time, has been saying the same thing over and over and over again. And Jesus Christ, the Father, came down in the form of who we know as Jesus Christ to tell you the same thing again that everybody else was saying, but we're not getting it. We're still missing it. What is it that we're missing? What is it that we're not getting? When we really look at it, brothers and sisters, we have to look at every teacher that came and told the truth. We killed. Society did. So when Yahushua came, again, light came into darkness. Darkness perceived the night. And what happened? Bam. Whether we look at, whether you believe the other teachers, you know, the Buddhas and the Mohammeds and all the other people that came, and but the holiest people among us, look at Dr. King, look at Malcolm X, look at all of the greats, all of the greats. There's, what about the holistic doctors right now? You go to Google and type it in. I think it's right now. I think it's up to 50. In other words, all of the holistic doctors are dying mysteriously. They're slipping and they're falling. They have an accident. I think it's up to, maybe it's up to 100. If you just Google, you know, holistic doctors, they're all dying. Why? This harmonious arrangement, they kill the people who come sharing the knowledge of the truth. So every teacher that has been sent to us, been telling us the same thing, but unfortunately, they all meet some type of a horrible death. Why? Because they stand up against every thought. These thoughts that would deny you and me the opportunity to be who God designed us to be. That means be authentic. So why would somebody want to deny you the right to be you, to be authentic? Because they're afraid. Fear. Fear is everybody, everything that's done wrong in this planet is done wrong because of fear. So it's a fear. It's just, what is it a fear of, though? Let's be for real. What is the fear of? It's a fear about the promise of the true destiny of mankind. If you ever figure out the true destiny of mankind, then all of fear, the powers that be, would be over. So fear is what keeps us from embracing us. If you notice, anybody that comes on this earth that doesn't teach fear is eliminated. I'm talking about on a global, on a big scale. So if you rise up to the point where you get to the place where you're not teaching fear, you're teaching the true essence of what Jesus talked about. People cannot accept that their highest possible good or the greatest truth that was ever taught on this planet. And every spiritual guru that came on this planet all taught the same thing that we call love, unconditional love. Because what happens? That's the most powerful force on the planet. Now, there's been scientific proof that if you hear the voice of your mother, it releases oxytocin in your body. Scientifically proven. Just, you know, it's posted all over YouTube, all over Facebook, Instagram. Just the voice. If you hear your mother's voice, it releases oxytocin in your body, or it releases serotonin, melatonin. It releases all the feel-good chemicals in your body. It's been scientifically proven. If you hug somebody for at least 20 seconds, it releases all type of feel-good chemicals, and it actually does vibrational healing. Scientifically proven. If you got a disease, that's why the sound of a purring cat heals bones. Because if you got a cat purr, that sound in their voice, that's not really a purr, but the vibration. Dogs and animals know instantly if you are afraid of them. Instantly. And they chase people who are afraid of them. Animals know if you are afraid of them, and they only attack. That's why out in the jungles, those people, the men that, you know, the elephant, that one video I saw was full-grown elephant was charging at this man, and he just stood there. And then the elephant got right up to him, and he stopped. Now, I don't know if I would sign up for that program. And the guys that are out there that be, you know, living with wolves and bears and stuff, why? No fear. Animals are drawn to the things or to fear. What do you think? How do you think demons work? If you don't get nothing out of today's show, you must get this. Everything in your life that's happening negatively is because of fear. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say the same thing that I said. Well, I don't fear nobody, man. Sure, I take on anybody, Brother Will. Like most men, you know, we're full of testosterone. Dumb as a box of rocks, but, you know, we'll fight anybody. Because we think it's physical. This shizness is not physical. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, pulling down fear. So my question to you today is, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? See, the thing that you're afraid of, if you are afraid something is not going to happen, you are the one that's creating it. That's why it's going to happen. You can never walk in fear, ever. The higher up the ladder you go spiritually, the less mistakes you can make mentally. Let me say that again. The higher up the ladder you go spiritually, the less mistakes you can make mentally. Let me say that one more time. Somebody should write that down. The higher up the ladder you go spiritually, the less mistakes you can make mentally. When you make a mental mistake, if the enemy can get you to release an emotion, he knows the emotion is going to form matter, and the matter is going to walk around on this earth. You cannot allow yourself to create a thought form that turns into, again, a material form. These thought forms are thoughts. When you have a thought, it's permanent. That thought exists in the universe forever. That's how you create. So that's what the Bible says. You got to give an account for every thought. Every time you have a thought, you just created a thought form. Now, again, this is scientifically proven. If you don't believe me, just go type in thought forms and do the research. So do you understand that statement? Every time you have a thought, you are creating an entity. Let me say that again. I don't think you got it. This is why this is so dangerous. This is why you are kicked out of heaven. God cannot allow you up there when you can't control what's going on in here. God cannot allow you inside of the kingdom if your thought life is whack, because you're going to mess up what he's building. One bad apple. Do you know what happens when you have a thought? Now, I've seen this on computers. I've seen this on EKG machines. I've seen this on these electrocardiographs. I've seen this happen inside of these Clarigan machines. Every time you have a thought, this is why ayahuasca and pet stuff so bad. Do you know what happens to the brain? Now, no disrespect. I know to the young lady that I had on here, and I'm gonna have her on here again, because I want everybody to understand systems, different level of thinking. So if I punch you in the head as hard as I can with my fists, you're going to see a spark of light in your brain. If you don't believe me, get somebody to hit you in the head with a 2x4. Just close your eyes right before they hit you. Again, try it out. What do you see? You're going to see a spark of light. Again, test out the theory. So if I punch you in the face as hard as I can with my fists, your brain is going to see sparks of light, so to speak. It's going to lighten up. When I played football, this is what I saw when I got hit. Same thing happens when you do DMT. Same thing happens when you do ayahuasca. Same thing happens when you do any type of entheogen or psychotropic drug. Same thing happens if hey, even some of the lighter stuff, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana, or whatever, just on a smaller scale. What is happening when you see those, when they produce hallucinogens? That's what they're called hallucinogenic drugs. Now, when you are engaged in these hallucinogenic drugs, your brain is firing as if it is in or having trauma. That's because the brain is dying. You're killing brain cells. Every time a brain cell dies, it releases a spark of light. Same thing that a star does when it dies. Now, same thing happens. Now, if you use this good, for example, when I do a rotation diet, one part of the rotation diet, and I have this inside of my book, and I do this, when I'm doing meat only, it produces ketones in my body. That ketones are only produced when the body's dying. So ketones is the body's alarm system. The body says we're dying. Burn fat and save muscle, because we, for some reason or other, we're not getting stuff that we can use. Do you know that your body can't use protein, animal protein, which is really, animal protein? So when Dr. Atkins produced the Atkins diet and everybody started losing weight, what were they doing? Killing themselves. Now, that's good for a certain period of time to remove unwanted fat. But when the fat's gone, guess what happens? The body digests its own organs. Don't believe me? Read Dr. Atkins' book. Now, you notice he's not on the planet anymore. Supposedly, he slipped and fell on some ice. And he ain't here either. Dr. Sabi, he ain't here either. Supposedly, he caught pneumonia in a prison cell for carrying $30,000 in cash. I didn't know it was illegal to carry cash. Another study for another time. What am I saying? The same way all these holistic doctors are disappearing because they're operating in their highest possible good, it's the same way you might disappear when you start operating in your highest possible good. What happened to Jesus when he started operating his highest possible good? They crucified him. What happened to Martin Luther King? What happened to Malcolm X? When you believe what their message was, they were operating according to their true authentic self. They was doing something that benefited humanity. Now, as long as what you're doing only benefits yourself, knock yourself out, boo-boo. The dominant culture, the dark side, they're not interested. But start helping other people. See, if you accept your greatest and your grandest truth, which is Psalms 82, verse 6, do ye know that ye are gods? Oh, man. Brother Will, blasphemy, brother. I know, boo-boo. I know. It's a difficult thing. It's very difficult. We cannot accept our true highest point of common reference. We can't accept it. It's not taught. I ain't never heard it taught. You ever heard any Reverend Dr. Bishop preach on Psalms 82:6? They ain't gonna touch that with a 10-foot pole. How do you preach that, man? How do you preach Psalms 82:6? Because that's the true destiny of mankind. Do you really think that the big G is going to leave your destiny up to you? What is the true destiny? What is the highest possible good? That's not taught on this planet. Not in mass. Now, I've already did the show. I ain't going to write no book. I don't want nobody showing up at my house. What is the highest possible good, brothers and sisters? We don't have that point of common reference. That's why Jesus was crucified. Because Jesus said what the highest possible point of reference is, which is when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And we just read in yesterday's show when Philip says, okay, how long before we see the Father? The next verse, Jesus told him, because he asked, okay, we want to see the Father, dude. We've been hanging out with you. We like you, but we want to see your daddy. So Jesus told them, hey, when you see me, you see the Father. The next verse, Philip says, okay, when are we going to see the Father? What? Dude, are you slow? And that's the way we are. None of us can accept our highest possible good. Because if we did, if we voluntarily accepted, that is the ultimate ideal and the ultimate acceptance is the ultimate judge. What does that mean? That means if I accept the ultimate possible reality, that means I am going to be judged by that reality. What does that mean? Why do I always charge low prices? Because I can provide a low product. Do you think somebody that pays me a $9.95 for a book is going to expect a lot? But if somebody paid me $9,999, their expectation is, dude, I need $9,099 worth of shiznits. I'm coming expecting something. Why y'all think I charge so much for my stuff? Most of my books are $499 and up. The system that I just offered yesterday is $20,000. Why y'all think I charge so much? I'm trying to set your expectation. If you pay me $20,000, you're going to email me every day. You're going to text me every day. You're going to call me. You ain't going to miss no one-on-ones. You invested too much. And you pay me $1,000, not so much. I need you to understand the universe and how the universe works at its highest level. At the highest level, which is where I'm at now, and I ain't coming back down. So remember, the ultimate level establishes the ultimate rules. The ultimate ideal. What ideal do? How do you see yourself? Now, as I tell you guys, I got chewed out, and I got chewed out for not being me. I got chewed out for being your homeboy instead of being Dr. Will Rogers. So from now on, I'm operating in my highest point. Because my highest point is in Psalm chapter 82, verse 6. I have said, you are God's. You are all sons of God. Now, my English is not that great. I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. I'm a couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic, I understand. However, my light bulb is on. So let me read it again in the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says, I have said, you are God's. You are all children of the Most High. Now, once again, the definition of the word all. It didn't it? Now, all, I don't know. Maybe my, again, English is not that great. It didn't say that only melanated people, for all of my Black Panther Party brothers and sisters in Egyptology. It did not say only the white man, for all of the Brotherhood of the Snake and all of my Aryan brotherhoods from the Aryan Nation. It didn't say only KKK members. It didn't say only Black Panther members. It did not say only Mexican Mafia. It did not say the Chinese Mafia. That's not what it said. At least not in the version. Again, maybe I'm the only, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But it says, if we go one verse prior, everybody should read the entire Psalms 82, along with John 10, along with Psalms 8, along also with Psalms 89, and also Old Testament, Ezekiel 28, where it talks about the sons of God. Everybody said that's talking about other people. Again, look it up in the original text. Because if you read Psalms 82, if you go up one verse, Psalms 82, 5, this is God talking. It says, Psalms 82, verse 5, they do not know or understand. They wander in the darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Now, as I said on yesterday, so the definition of the word planet means wandering in the dark. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say it one more time. If you look it up in the ancient text, the definition of the word planet, again, you go to dictionary.com and look at the definition. Look it up in the Latin. Look it up in the Greek. Look it up in the Aramaic. Look it up in the Hebrew. It means wandering star. Psalms 82, verse 5, God is talking to you, boo-boo. If you know the true destiny of mankind, if you know your true God-ordained destiny, that cannot be taught. If you teach this, you might come up missing. The New Living Translation says it this way. The gods know nothing. They don't understand nothing. They walk around in darkness. All of the foundations of the earth are shaken. So God refers to you as God. That's why I say God only recognizes God. You think God recognizes it? Man, well, let me calm down a little bit. In the New Living Translation, it says, but these oppressors know nothing. They are all ignorant. They are all wandering about in the darkness, the electromagnetic spectrum. How much of it can you perceive according to science today? Right now, they say less than 1%. Now, less than 1% vision, that classified as your ass is blind. Again, that's country talk. You blind, boo-boo. Now, the Bible says in Psalms 82, verse 5, now the real verse is verse 6, but 5 is dropping some gnosis too. In the New English Standard Version of the Bible, in Psalms 82, verse 5, it says, they have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All of the foundations of the earth are you not in the earth? All right, so that means everybody on earth, we all basically walk around in a dumb stupor. The King James says it this way. King James 82:5. King James Psalms 82:5. They do not know. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are off or out of course. All of the foundations of the earth are off course. That's you, boo-boo. We got to get back on course. Now, the course that I'm on, I don't see taught. Every other course that I've seen taught says that this thing called free will, that's good. The course that I'm on, that's not good. The course, again, the cistern. The Bible says in Psalms that with Jeremiah chapter 2, it says that you got a broken cistern. A cistern is a system that holds water. Your system is the way that you think. So the way that you think, it don't hold water. And unless you return to the fountain of living water, your cistern, according to Jeremiah that we read yesterday, don't hold water. Now, when God told me this 20 years ago, what are the chances I bump into a young lady whose father has a church called Fountain of Living Water? What are the chances? Now, I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack, but again, some people say that's just a coincidence. Could be. Maybe it's God trying to tell me something. I don't know. But, you know, I'm a slow learner, but I do learn. It takes a little while, but I do learn. Brothers and sisters, what is your highest possible good? What is your highest possible point of common reference? God wants you to relate to him at his level, not yours. Now, he will meet you at your level so that way he can elevate you to his. So Jesus came to this world, and he said, you know what? I'm going to meet you at your level. What are you at? You're a heathen? No problem. What did he say to the adulterer? He said, woman, where are your accusers? So let me tell you the same thing he told her. I'm going to ask you today. Where are your accusers? We said, well, Brother Will, you don't understand what I've done, brother. Where are your accusers? If God has forgiven you, forgive yourself. See, it's easy for us to volunteer to be poor critters, but it's difficult for us to walk as gods. Difficult. Yeah, that dog don't hunt right there, not on this earth. Preach that in church on Sunday. Brothers and sisters, it's in your Bible, Psalms 82, verse 5, again, Psalms 11, verse 3, Psalms 14, verse 4, Psalms 46, verse 2, Proverbs 2, 13, Isaiah 59, 9. All these verses talk about light coming in and overriding darkness. Isaiah 59, verse 9. Therefore, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We hope for light, but there is darkness, for brightness. But we walk in gloom. Jeremiah 4:22. For my people are fools. They have not known me. They are foolish children without understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but they do not know how to do good. We are good at vibrating on our lowest point. But how many of us are willing to accept the ideal? Notice it must be voluntarily accepted. God ain't going to put you, he ain't going to force it down your throat. It must be voluntarily accepted. I've accepted it. Can you accept it? Can you accept your highest possible good? Can you vibrate at your highest possible level? Can you stop being a wandering star and start to grow roots and become a single standing column of waveform energy, become a lighthouse that sitteth upon a hill, a lamp that shines bright, that needeth not to be ashamed? Can you vibrate on that level, brother? Can you vibrate on that level, sister? Well, that's the level I'm at. And it is my prayer that you at least consider. See, that's all you got to do. If you just consider, God will do the rest. All you got to do is just be considerate. You got to be willing That's it. I got a whole book called Willpower. That's it. The whole book, this is all I did. All I said is that, Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is say, Father, I believe that my highest possible good is to vibrate and become a son of light. I believe. Help my unbelief. Because I know it's in there somewhere. So I'm not going to lie to myself, Father. I need your help. That's all I did on January the 1st of 2009. When I get up every day, that's all I do. Every day I get up and say, Father, I'm a millionaire. I believe. Help my unbelief. Father, I'm healthy. Help my unbelief. Father, I am wise. Help my unbelief. Father, I am in a great relationship, and I'm doing the things to maintain that relationship with myself, with you, with my mate, with my children, and with all of humanity, but help my unbelief. We all have it buried down in there. It's called ignorance. We are ignoring the fact that we are created in the image and the likeness of the big G. Psalms 82 verse 5 says, we do not understand. That's why we are wandering around in darkness. What is it that we do not understand? The next verse. 82:5 tells you you don't understand. 82:6 says what you don't understand. The big G said you are God's, little g, which means you are sons of the Most High. Jesus said in the New Testament, says, do you not know that you are son? He says that you are a joint heir. You are a royal priest. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. If you are the offspring of God, why you want to grow up to be like a man? Oh, they sold it to me. It took me 50 years to figure it out. But you can bet your bottom dollar I'm vibrating as a son of God, not the offspring of men. I'm the offspring of God. And it's my prayer that you just consider. I don't want you to believe nothing I'm saying that I said today. I just want you to consider it. Just consider it. Because what is the definition of the word truth inside of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10? God said he will send you a strong delusion that way you will believe Aruman. Aruman. Again, go to Google and type in A-H-I-R-A-H-I-M, Aruman. Look at that entity, that devil, that demon, Aruman, Akruman. That's what it means. Aruman means evil brother. In the ancient text, God said, I'm going to give you over to my evil brother if you do not have what? Aletheia, which means truth in English. What does it mean? In the original text, what does it mean? Consideration. God doesn't want you to know the truth. He just wants you to consider. But you don't, you're not even considering it. Can you just consider it? Just consider the possibility that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Just consider it, that God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. Just consider it. Just consider the fact that no weapon formed against you can prosper and that all who rise up against you shall fall. Just consider it. Just consider that I've been young and I've been old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Just consider it. I didn't say to believe it, just freaking consider it. That's truth. Truth is consideration. The ability to not be so closed-minded and so stuck in your tradition that you don't freaking even consider the fact that God wants to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or even freaking think. If we could just consider it. I'm looking for people that will at least consider that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Go get your money. Go get your money.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. Yeah.